Strong businesses start with skilled people. The Workforce Development Training Fund can reimburse Wyoming employers for training investments, strengthening businesses and Wyoming's workforce at the same time. Train smarter, grow stronger. Visit dws.wyo.gov/WDTF. That's dws.wyo.gov/WDTF. This message sponsored by Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
At Sheridan Funeral Home, we are experienced and skilled professionals who will guide you through your time of loss, listen to your needs and wishes, and take care of every detail. Hi, this is Carrie Kimmel. We have deep roots in the Sheridan community. We take pride in being able to lighten the burden as you take the first steps toward healing following your loss. Your needs and wishes are what matter most. Visit SheridanFuneral.com. Sheridan Funeral Home and Cremations, compassionate service for the Sheridan community.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mullinex, veteran and proud owner of Sheridan Motors. The Mullinex family has been supporting and serving the Sheridan area for over 70 years through multiple local businesses. We're proud to continue that tradition right here at Sheridan Motors. We believe in keeping the hometown experience alive, where customers are treated like neighbors and service still means something. Whether you're looking for a new, used, or just need service on your current vehicle, Sheridan Motors is here for you. Come see us at Sheridan Motors today, your locally owned hometown dealer.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, June 8th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting. And this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer, Teresa Dettymore. Good morning, my friend. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a nice day outside.
It's gorgeous. We should do the show outside. Right. We should figure that out.
How amazing would that be?
Right?
Public Pulse on the mean streets of Sheridan.
Yep.
That'd be an interesting take. Now, did you guys get any rain over here on the weekend? I didn't even look it up.
We did.
You did?
Yep. Good. At least at our house, we did anyway.
How far out are you?
We're kind of over by Sheridan College.
So. Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes of rain yesterday, I think. Maybe a little longer.
Yeah.
I noticed it for 5 minutes. We'll say that.
Yeah, it was nice and hot for the dead Swede. And then it was
Did you go? Raining.
My niece did it. She did the 40 mile.
That's incredible.
So, yep. I had to do all of the Talladega night slogans at her because I'm that age.
That's our reference.
Yes.
Yes, I so, totally get that.
Like, Joss, if you're not first, you're last. And she's like, no, I'm 297th and I'm okay with that.
I'm on there with you. I'm on there with you.
She's like, I have three goals. One, not to die. Two, not to wreck. And three, just to make it through.
And she did them all.
All right.
That's yep. Fantastic. A lot of folks out there from what you saw.
Yeah, there was a lot great. Of participants. And she said the 100 milers were like, blazing past her. She said they are crazy. Like, they had such good pace going. But she said the cool thing was this is the first time she's ever done a race. And everyone was so encouraging. And she's like, that was the neatest part about this community is coming here. You know, she lives here now and is doing this race. And everyone going by saying, you can do it. You're doing great.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I'll bet that's half the reason why some people do it.
Yeah.
Just go out there and you actually feel good doing it. And what an endurance challenge. I mean, my goodness. Our own Ron Richter and his wife went out and did it as well.
Nice.
And boy, howdy, I'm here to tell you, I don't know if I could do it. Right. I'd have to train for quite a while to get there. Another thing that has happened since you and I talked, the Ignite Conference, my friend, this was a big one.
Yep.
How'd it go?
Great. It was phenomenal. We had a lot of attendees. We had about 190 people there.
Oh, wow.
And just the energy off that alone, getting that many people together who want to learn and grow, talking about ideas afterwards in the hall and in out in the atrium, like, you can't beat that energy.
Yeah.
Ever. It was great.
How does that feel when you're walking down the hallway after a training session and you see employers, employees, managers all just sitting around throwing ideas at each other, brainstorming stuff, and you know it's a direct result of what they just learned?
It is so inspiring. It makes us love our job and what we do. The team we have at the chamber, I can't say enough about them. They really knocked it out of the park with between the marketing and then this was first year for Kim putting this event on. She did great. It was just phenomenal to see it come all together. And the trainers, Kate Gladden, did a great job. If you've never heard her speak, you really should. She did great keynote for us at lunchtime. And then Scott Lee wrapped up the day. And it was just great. I can't say that enough, how great it was that day.
And the atmosphere. You mm-hmm. know, it's like an idea factory.
It
just go in there. It supplies you with everything that you need, enthusiasm, motivation, determination. And then all of a sudden, here's the ideas. Get them rolling.
Yep.
That'd it's be like so fun.
A shot of caffeine without the espresso.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So a bunch of ideas down at the chamber. Did you guys have like a bit of a roundup or anything when it was all done? Let's powwow.
We did. Absolutely. We talked about what classes we were in, maybe some of the ideas we had, some of the things we want to tweak. And then we, of course, go through the event and had a couple of our board members come down that attended and then went through it with our BRE committee because a lot of them were also there. What ideas do you have for next year? What should we look at improving and what should we, you know, focus on, in on? And so I love that part too. Anytime you can make things better.
Oh, yeah.
And then you always can. That's what we look for.
That's one thing that they teach you at PLDC. There's no such thing as a perfect person.
Nope.
There's something in there we can all work on.
Yep.
Whether that be as a team or whether that be individually. And I really enjoy that type of training because it find the fault, now improve it. Go for it. There's nothing wrong with having it.
Exactly.
But let's improve it.
And that's where I think people get a little hung up sometimes is not wanting to say, you know, my business is struggling right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't want to talk about it. And I understand that. But when you go to a session like this and you hear it, and then you see other people in the room starting to open up, it makes you feel like, okay, I'm not alone. Okay, yeah. I can focus on this and not, you know, but we can get through. Let's answer some of my questions right here. And then, of course, like we've said too, those trainers are available afterwards. So emails have been going out and they've heard from a few people, follow-up questions, and that's what it's about, making those connections.
I mean, I haven't attended, you know, business conferences, a bunch of them by any means, but I imagine the idea of having your trainers available for mm-hmm. questions afterwards isn't something that's everywhere. I think this is great. I mean, if mm-hmm. you do have, hey, do you think this will work? Or, hey, can you clarify this? Even if it's just in a quick text or an email.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
And that's what, so Jody and I just got back from IOM to Institute of Organizational Management. And those trainers as well, because it's put on by the U.S. Chamber, they're available outside of class.
Incredible.
And they could not have drilled that in more. Like, if you have questions when you leave this room, I want you to email me. I want to be your resource. That is part of my what I do for you guys. But then we've also been to other conferences where it's here's all the information and that's it. And you don't even have their contact. So it was just, you know, between Ignite and then IOM, there are so many changes that are going to be happening. Like, my team may not love me for a while, but it's all right.
Look out.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out the policy book.
Yep. Better believe it.
Fantastic. Did you receive any feedback from business owners on the Ignite conference as of yet?
Yes. We've been gathering a lot of good data. In fact, the end of it just came in last week while I was gone, so I haven't even seen the final results. But at the very beginning, I was watching the comments come through and just the impact that it's had. The tips and tricks that maybe some of them put in their testimonials about, I'm going to go back and try this or that. You know, it's neat to see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not just the good things either. Hey, if you see something, say something mm-hmm. about, hey, could we improve this for next year or whatever? Getting that direct feedback from your clients, from individuals who you're, you know, making such an effort to try and help is amazing and mm-hmm. probably very, I don't know how to put it into words correctly, but we'll adjust fire, you know, based on this observation and see how it goes next year.
Absolutely. We always ask about content too. What do you as a business owner need for your employees or yourself, or what training do you want for next year? And so it's neat. You'll see patterns come out of those responses too.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to the number, you said about 190, 92.
Mm-hmm.
Is that high? I mean, it sounds high.
Yeah.
Is it more than last year?
It is. I think we were at 185 last year. So we just keep gaining, which is wonderful to hear.
It's early, but it's something that we've talked about. Thoughts on the two-day?
Two-day. I knew it was coming.
You knew it was
I saw
coming.
It on your face. Yes, we are still looking at that. Absolutely. And I would say that is the direction that we were going. It's just a matter of timing and when we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, you know, it's going through two, do you go a day and a half first and then to a 2 day, full 2 day, or just go straight to the full 2 days?
So. And what are the challenges to the employers? What are the challenges to the managers, the people that you're trying to help? You know, a 2 day event changes their schedule completely. So I can understand
mm-hmm.
sitting back going, okay, this is, we got to make sure this is solid before we go forward with it. But that ever growing number of attendees, it just, for me, it kind of opens up the idea of, well, maybe we don't even have to add training. We just offer training two separate times on two separate days. That way we make sure everybody
can
gets
go.
Through there.
Yep, we've had that thrown out at us too, because a lot of times you'll say, I had to choose between these two or these mm-hmm. three that I really wanted to go to. And so we've been asked before too if we can repeat classes, but it's hard. We have a lot of great proposals, so that's why you see some teams, if they can, they'll bring multiple people so yeah. they can hit them all and bring all the information back.
There
the
you go. Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea. Take five yeah. or six people with me. Everybody's in a class. Now let's meet up and train the trainer.
Exactly.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about some more training that's being offered. Frontline employee training. This mm-hmm. is being offered. This is tomorrow.
Yes.
And folks, for those of you who pay attention to the website and the news stories that go up, I tried to get this information out sometime last week. I think it was either Thursday, Friday. There is an announcement, though,
yes.
For those who have planned to attend this training. What's the announcement?
So we have shifted. We had way more people in the afternoon than we did in the morning. So that morning session, we have pulled into the afternoon to make a bigger group for the activities and the group discussions. So there will be only an afternoon session now, tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what we made.
No morning sessions,
mm-hmm.
all afternoon.
All afternoon.
Okay.
But it's... If you want a seat in it, get your name in today, too.
Okay, so there's still openings.
There's still openings. We can go a few more, yeah. So if you want to do it, give us a call probably by mid-afternoon.
Okay.
And we can get you on that list. Or if you have an employee that you want to send through, just give us a quick call. We'll put you on. It is free. I like to remind businesses of that. This is, we partner with Sheridan County Travel and Tourism on this training to just get people in there for that customer service. And this is the tourist season, right? So how do we get people to stay in Sheridan? How do we get them to spend more money in our community and support our local businesses? I mean, that's what we're after. And spend more nights in our hotels.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely free.
There's always the, I guess you could say, I can't remember what they're called. Concierge.
Yeah.
You know, in movies that just seems to have tickets to the greatest events or knows everything about the city. And I think about that individual. You can actually make somebody like that. I mean, or have them enthusiastic enough to be that, you know, and I always thought, boy, if I ever went in a hotel, that's the guy I want to be, you know, the one who's like, ah, don't worry about it. Your reservations are made. I got you covered.
Yeah.
Like the perfect concierge. Maybe we're not going to that extent, but it's something like that, isn't it?
It is. You know, and just how do you talk to people? How do you recommend, you know, places to go? How do you really convince them that this is where they want to spend another day or two with you, hitting the highlights of what's in Sheridan, but then also not only having your own standard, but then overdoing it, right? Mm. So, mm-hmm. okay, they want to, I'm going to go the extra mile, the extra step. And how can you do that in small ways? So,
and if somebody does that for you in the service industry, you mm-hmm. feel special.
Yes.
You know, they did that for me. They don't need to know that they did it for everybody, but because it made me feel special. And now I know where all the museums are. I talk to that guy or girl up at the front desk. I know what we're doing because of them.
Yep.
And it's extremely powerful. Makes you want to stay. My wife and I have stayed in smaller towns, literally just because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming place. We don't really travel on a schedule. So let's throw another night in here. Let's go visit those places that they talked about. So yep. I can tell you, as someone who's done it,
yeah.
it works. It yep. works well. I've had to fight to find a hotel because of that, actually, when we decided to stay another night. All right. Let's go into one more thing and finding your focus for the Chamber Lunch Program this week. What
yes.
is it?
Well, it's going to be one that I'm going to need after all these trainings. but really, as any business owner, parent, everything else, right? We have so many hats that we wear, especially in Sheridan. We're on boards, we're on everything else. And it's that you are overwhelmed. You have so many projects. You look at your work agenda and you're like, five of these should have been done yesterday. Another six should be done today. Like, how do you prioritize, right? How do you, when you're that overwhelmed, how do you really get to your focus? And they have a simple structure they're going to show you that you can work through yourself to really, okay, what is it that really needs done right this second that I need to focus on first and then second? And they're going to work with business owners on how to do that, which I think the timing of it is wonderful, especially going into summer.
Yeah. A lot of events coming up.
Oh, yeah. Like we were just talking about this weekend. It's like you fit four things into one weekend because that's what you have to do. It's summer and it's Wyoming. And business owners feel it just as much. They're working on the weekends and they're trying to do things during the week. So how do we help them not be feel so overwhelmed with everything?
And now the deadline to join this chamber lunch program is 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today. Yep. Give us a call, get your name on the list, or jump online too, and you can do your reservation.
You know, it's small things like this that make such an impact. You know, you might think to yourself, well, I'm already focused, but by attending this, you might get some techniques, some tips that really redefine what you think is focused.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I went back to college a couple different times, and every time I did, I made sure that I took that becoming a better student class. And it really did help every single time. All right. On that, we're going to have more with the Chamber of Commerce in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pest would like to announce that mosquito fogging will begin starting the week of June 15th and continue through the mosquito breeding season. Fogging will take place Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings when necessary. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 307-655-8297 or visit the website at www.sheridanwy.gov.
Yeah, looking for that. Need a boost in Sheridan? Come on by the Health Nut on 5th Street. Give your day a try. Soup, salad, smoothies, fresh and sweet. Quality supplements for the path you meet. The Health Nut on 5th, your wellness retreat.
This is Brad at Prime Rate Motors. If you're looking for a trailer, we've got a great selection on the lot right now. Horse trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, cargoes, and dump trailers. Whether you're hauling livestock, equipment, or your toys, these trailers are built for real Wyoming work. Stop by and see what just came in and find the trailer that fits your rig and your job. Prime Rate Motors at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan, or visit us online at primeratemotors.com.
Some people golf, some people garden. You fish your bass off. Yep, it's that time of year again. And Mead Lumber and Camco Federal Credit Union want your photos. Fish your bass off and submit your photos for a chance to reel in $600 in prizes. Big fish, accidental stick catches, we want to see them all. Cast your line and post your pics on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com through Labor Day. Fish your bass off from Mead Lumber and Camco Federal Credit Union.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. And I'm filling up the commercials by chatting through the whole commercial with Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive Officer Teresa Dettymore. I appreciate you coming in here. Just let me rattle off. You're so great, my friend.
I love coming on here. It's great.
All right. Let's talk about the next business after hours. Where's it going to be?
Powder River Heating and Air Conditioning. So we are very excited about that. They're going to do a barbecue. I think Ken's even got some of his guys competing to see who has the best barbecue.
Oh, that's fun.
Why go if you're not going to compete, right? No. Yeah.
But everyone's going to be bringing their A game.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to have some great barbecue here.
Yeah. And plus he's getting some catering in and he's doing different things. So it's going to be a good time. It's always fun out there. It'll be at the shop. So just head on out to his location and he'll have the shop doors open. And we'll be hanging out.
Now, we've talked about the networking that people really get at these events, sharing challenges with each other who mm-hmm. other businesses that may be in very similar industries. Have you ever had somebody walk up to you during one of these events and say, my goodness, you know, I didn't put a lot of value on these, but now that I've been here, it's amazing. You guys are right. I'll be seeing you from here on out.
Yes. And actually, we've had that at quite a few events or they'll come up and say, I'm not a chamber member, but I just kind of wanted to come see what these are about. And I've never seen so many business owners together. I want to join.
Yeah.
We've had that as well, which has been great.
Because there's a wealth of knowledge right there, too.
Yeah.
People who've been in business for decades can help you get around these little tiny things that are such a big deal in your world right now. Mm-hmm. So one more time, when and where can somebody be at the next business after hours? And again, you don't have to be a chamber member.
Correct.
To attend these.
Yep. They are open June 17th, 5 to 7. Come on out. It'll be at Powder River Heating and Air Conditioning.
Now, the sister business before hours. And I say sister because girls are always great at getting up early.
Right.
How about that next one?
That is going to be Bighorn Development Center. And so that Darcy Larson's now taking that over. It'll be exciting to go out there and see what they're doing with the kids and see the new programs that they have. So we're looking forward to that one as well.
That's another thing that these business before and after hours offer, a peek behind the curtain, you know, mm-hmm. how operations are really being done in these various locations, which, again, very valuable. All right. Yeah. The big event of the year. Let's talk about it. The Wyo
Pick
Rodeo.
One. Pick one. I know. We're not on stroll yet. What? Which one? No, I'm joking. Yes, Wyo Rodeo.
I haven't been to the chamber lunch program yet. I don't have the priorities straight.
But we're working on that.
The Wyo Rodeo.
Yes.
All right. It's just around the corner. I can't believe how fast this came up on us. Why is the boot kickoff so overwhelmingly popular, do you think?
Have you ever been to a community and watched people kick boots?
I can't say that I have.
See? It's the biggest draw. You don't see it anywhere else. It's just a lot of fun. You get to watch kids run around on stick horse races. It's just community, Mayberry, everything all into one event. And it
and
kicks
adorable.
Off a huge event.
I mean, my goodness, adorable.
Uh-huh. They get great pictures at that finish line with the little guys. It is adorable.
Now, I will admit, you know, what a unique event. Kicking mm-hmm. off a boot from your foot, but so many people want to compete in this thing.
Yes, it's actually kind of funny because people will stop in the office that are here for rodeo and they'll say, well, what is the boot kickoff? I'm like, you literally kick a boot. Like it is, you put it on your foot and you kick it to see who can kick it the farthest. Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, we're dead serious. You get to go compete. You can do it yourself. And then they're there. We see them that night. So it is a lot of fun.
And it's so popular. And this is something that we've touched on in the past. So if you're a longtime listener, forgive me. But people have technique. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have honed their boot kicking prowess.
Yes.
Over the years. They know exactly what they can get away with. How far does my foot have to be in the boot? They look for distance. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. It is actually kind of funny because some will have a bad kick and they're like, yeah, I let my foot slide way too forward. I know exactly where it's got to be in that boot. And they'll want a certain one too because we bring the same ones every year. They're like, it's got the right fold. It's got the right angle. It's got to be a little bit bigger than my foot. Oh, yeah. They know exactly what they want. Some of them will bring their own. They're diehards.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Like like when you go to the bowling alley and you see that one guy who's right. got the bag. And you're like, holy cow, he's got his own ball. That's incredible.
And I'm not bowling against him.
I'm out. Yep. Oh, and he's got the glove. Now, how have families really responded to this event over the years?
It's great. I mean, you see everyone out there because they're watching the littles and then they're staying for mom and dad while they compete. So it truly is a family event all night long. We've got the food vendors down there. Kona Ice always comes down there, and that's family favorite too. And then they're selling pancake breakfast tickets.
Oh, wow.
Boy Scouts are down there doing that too. So you can pick them up that night right at boot kickoff. So it is just a lot of fun and truly is just a big family event.
I'm going to say that's a fantastic opportunity because mm-hmm. where Sheridan Media sets up our trailer, mm-hmm. it's right there by the Boy Scouts when they're doing their pancake.
Yep.
That line becomes incredible waiting for tickets. This yeah. is a great opportunity. Have those tickets in hand by mm-hmm. the time you get to that pancake breakfast. Slip in there, get some really great pancakes, and get out.
And Kiwanis is down there, too, for the duck race. So
I know. You already have your ducks bought and in a row.
Your ducks are in a row, literally. And your pancakes. I don't know.
It's a fantastic opportunity. It's a very unique event to Sheridan, folks. I'd say go check it out if you yep. ever have. And once again, I do have the pleasure of seeing like photos afterwards and just the level of cuteness
yeah.
with the stick horse races. Yes. It's off the charts.
And a huge thank you to our ambassadors who come Absolutely. Out and volunteer and put this sucker on. They're out there in the heat, the rain, the whatever it is.
One more event I want to hit with you, and then we're going to continue on to the next segment because I got yes. here for that one too. And that is the candidate forums that are coming up. Mm-hmm. This is vital, a very serious situation. Who do we have coming?
We have quite a few coming, actually. All the invites are out. Those are going to be on July 20th and 21st. So we'll have the schedule come out as soon as we get final confirmations from everybody. But if you have a question that you've been thinking about that you want a candidate to answer, email that in to us. The info@email, that goes straight to Steven, or just email him directly. He's compiling all of those questions. We try to, if there's two kind of similar, we'll try to put them together. Anything that comes in from the community, we try to get asked. And really trying to hone in on who these candidates are. Mm-hmm. Because the primary is key. You've got to vote in the primary, not just the general. So really get out there, be educated. I don't care who you vote for. Just go out and vote, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And be educated about what you're doing. And so if you can't come those nights, it is going to be recorded so you can watch it later. You can zoom through to the candidates maybe you don't know about. Maybe you already have done your research. You know about the other ones, but there's one race in particular you want to watch. You can just fast forward through the video and get to that one if you want to. But it's a great way to just hear about what these candidates think about, how they are going to represent you. So really get out there and get educated before you go vote. And the 23rd will be out in Dayton, Ranchester area too.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I like how you're going out to the ancillary communities.
Yep.
Just as important. And I really do appreciate that you guys do that. We will get those dates up, folks, just to be sure mm-hmm. that everybody knows when and where these are going to take place. Is there any other activities that residents and businesses should keep on their radar this summer?
There's also going to be some events going on in the Dayton-Ranchester area. So there is a barbecue cook-off that Tongue River Valley Brewing Company has done, and the businesses have decided, because we have a committee out there now,
yep.
they are going to be working on a community event around that barbecue. So maybe some shopping deals, some getting to know the businesses out there, because it's really, if you haven't been out in a while, there's a lot of smaller community stores out there. So go see what they have, see what merchandise you can get. I had a phone call the other day. I said, hey, where do you get your stroll buttons? Isn't it from somewhere in here? I said, yep, out in Ranchester. Call Shauna. So that's the kind of thing, is get out there and learn where all these businesses are at and what's new to the community. So that'll be coming out.
It's a fantastic way for Sheridan residents to really switch up their weekend.
Yes.
You know, hey, grab your spouse, your partner, throw them in the car, the truck. Head on out to the smaller communities and see what there is out there. Really yeah. change up your schedule. Mm-hmm. Have a nice drive.
And I was going to say, hang out at the base of the mountains and eat barbecue. What's better?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. When we return, we're going to be joined by the Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director, Zoila Perry. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details.
Heard the news? Conservative Frank Chapman's running for Congress. Frank's joining President Trump's fight to make America great again. So giddy up, Wyoming.
Frank rides the range at the break of dawn. Loves this land, knows right from wrong. A rancher's grit and a father's heart. He fights for us, and that's just the start. Frank Chapman's our man for Wyoming. Seal the border, hold the line. American energy, American beef, constitutional rights, yours and mine. Conservative for Congress. That's the plan, Frank Chapman, Wyoming's man.
Protecting property rights, Second Amendment, defending our freedom. That's Frank Chapman.
Make America great, a fighter for us, Wyoming's Frank Chapman, conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Time for a quick quiz. Waiting for a better deal? Maybe next month? We'll go later? If you've been thinking about an RV or boat, your excuses just ran out. The kickoff to summer sale is June 11th through 13th at Midway on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Shop the newest RV floor plans, top-selling brands, and a huge selection of new and used boats with some of the best pricing you'll see all season. And because it's Midway, you'll get a no-hassle buying experience from people who actually live here. 3 days, great deals, zero excuses. The kickoff to summer sale event, June 11th through 13th at Midway in Sheridan. Start this summer the right way.
I was ready to make a change.
I was ready to be healthier.
I was ready to get help, so I called.
When you're ready to quit tobacco, we'll be ready. Enrolling in Wyoming Quit Tobacco's no-cost program is proven to be 3 times more effective than going it alone. For free patches and gum or to speak with a certified quit coach, visit quitwyo.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Health, paid for by tobacco settlement funds.
Trampolines, swimming pools, backyard zip lines. They sound like summer fun until someone gets hurt. Here's what most homeowners don't realize. Insurance companies call these attractive nuisances, which means if a neighborhood kid wanders into your yard and gets injured, you could still be liable even if you never invited them over. Some policies exclude these features altogether. Iron Valley Insurance Group helps you find the gaps before they become expensive. Visit Jessica Weaver, certified insurance counselor in Sheridan. Iron Valley Insurance Group. Forged in strength, guided by compassion. Request a quote at IronValleyINS.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we are joined by Downtown Sheridan Association Executive Director Zoila Perry, and sticking with us, Sheridan County Chamber of Commerce CEO Teresa Dettymore. Good morning. Welcome back, Zoila. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're having some good laughs in here. The Chamber and the DSA and Sheridan County Travel and Tourism partnering for the America's 250th Community Picnic. This sounds like it's going to be pretty good size.
We're hoping so.
We think it will be.
Yes.
That's what we're projecting. Mm-hmm. So,
how did the collaboration come together? Where did this whole idea for the community picnic come from?
So there is a community group that's been focused on the 250th and talking about events and what we want for commemoration items. And Sean said, why don't we do a one-time thing in the park for this year? And then we can send people out to Ranchester for the huge fireworks that they're going to do out there. But just to help alleviate some of the crowd, because Ranchester can only hold so many. And Peter said, that's probably a good idea. Mm. So Sean is all over the place, right? He's so busy with Sheridan County Travel and Tourism. And we said, we can collaborate with you. And so he's like, that's phenomenal. So it's been the three groups working together, bringing this community picnic together, bringing in other community organizations for the Grass Lake Volleyball Tournament and for the Cornhole Tournament. We're going to have art projects down there. Bouncy house. I mean, it's just, it literally is a community picnic.
Just a lot of people.
All fun.
What kind of food are we going to be having?
We are going to be having the Burger Wagon. And I don't recall the name of this business, but they're going to do gourmet hot dogs.
Gourmet hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be a new vendor third Thursday as well.
Oh, so, fantastic.
People can come check them out there first before they come to the park. And then we'll have Kona Ice as well. And we're working at least one more food vendor.
So we're going to have a lot of different options when we get out mm-hmm. there. Burgers. Yep. Hot dogs, gourmet hot dogs.
Gourmet. I know.
I mean, come on. Now, that's Bouncy House face paint.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll have a face painter out there, too.
Lots to keep the kids busy.
Yes.
Get out there running around.
Plus, Kendrick Pool will be open.
Kendrick Pool. Where is this going to be held? Just
in Kendrick Park. Okay. So it'll be at Kendrick, and then pool's open, and then if you go up the hill to Trails End, is going to do old-fashioned yard games out there as well. So you can just like walk around that whole area and it'll be nonstop stuff to do.
Go to the Kendrick Pool first, then you go eat. That way parents don't have to keep reminding kids you can't swim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it, 45 minutes or something like that?
I don't know. I always broke the rule.
Rebel. Rebel. All right. Now, how does it fit into the celebration of America's 250th anniversary? I mean, there's... Everybody knows, all throughout the nation, a bunch mm-hmm. of celebrations going on all over the place. This is ours?
Yes.
Yep. And this is just our community. It's our way of bringing everyone together to celebrate our country and who we are, not only as a country, but our community as well.
Now, when it comes to cost, is there any associated with this?
It is free to the public. So everybody come and enjoy a fun day. 4th of July, it's going to be great. We know it's going to be hot, so come swim, eat. And then don't forget scoops, too. The ice cream stand yep. will be open.
Man.
And I will say, there's probably for the Grass League Volleyball Tournament, as well as Cornhole, there'll be a small fee to do those, participate as a team. But other than that.
Let's go into those a little bit. Tell me about those. Cornhole Tournament and then Volleyball.
Cornhole is Zoila.
Yes, Cornhole. We are working with the Rec District. And they're going to actually be putting on the tournament themselves. So I have never done a cornhole tournament before. So they're the experts at that. So that's another way of collaborating with our partners that we have in our community. So they'll be leading that for us.
Right. What a great bunch of people mm-hmm. out there. You know, Alex and his team, boy, mm-hmm. they're motivated. They really know what they're doing out there. They make yeah. things fun. And cornhole, Zoila, I don't know when or how, but this took off in the early 2000s like gangbusters. Yeah. It's not a new game. That's no. the part that always kind of got me. Who found this, brought it to a barbecue, I think maybe somewhere in Nebraska.
Yeah. It sounds like it, doesn't
holy
it?
Holy cow. That's where yes. it really hit me. Yeah. We were visiting family back in Nebraska, and it's all anybody wanted to do. And I'm like, guys, we did this in kindergarten. That's yeah. what this game was. And people take it pretty seriously now, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do.
My husband was going into a cornhole tournament, and he was practicing a new technique of throwing the bag to see if he could do any better. And I was beating him. I'm like, I don't think, and I'm horrible. I'm like, I don't think your new technique is working. Go back to your old one.
It's flick the wrist. Flick the wrist. Yeah, no. All right. What about information about staying involved with this particular event? Where can we find that?
Yes, there's some information on the Sheridan County's 250th.org website.
Oh, it'll fantastic.
Talk about different events going out throughout, not just downtown, city of Sheridan, but also countywide. Mm-hmm. And then we've failed to talk about the art. We're going to have Sage mm-hmm. come in and have some little obelisk. Is that what she's calling them? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That there will be at Kendrick as well, where people can paint on them.
Oh, how fun will that be?
And then it'll be on display so you can see our community art projects.
That's amazing.
I know.
Everyone's got a little artist. You know,
right.
You might have the little one who's super hyperactive. Great. We've got activities. And then you've always got that mostly girls. I don't want to say everybody. But the calm ones who would rather just sit, color, and or draw. Paint. That sounds like fun. Another option for those who don't want to go get wild and crazy, or maybe even jump in the pool. The kids can go up there, paint a picture.
Yep.
Now, what about volunteers? I always ask this because, you know, sometimes people out there are like, boy, I'd really love to be a part of mm-hmm. this. Kind of behind the scenes, do you need more hands?
We've both got some volunteers from our boards as well as staff, but we are always welcome to volunteers, both of us. So if you want to help with this event, go ahead and just contact Zoila or I, and we'll for sure find jobs. Yes. We're going to be running. It'll be good, though. We're excited.
Now, Kendrick Park, we got a bunch of picnic tables out there, or are we going to have tables and chairs?
People will bring in their own chairs to sit down and, you know, watch the tournaments. And then there will be a little, the mayor will speak around 3:30 as well.
Oh, wow.
For the 250th. So we will have that.
Okay.
Because the city's doing a time capsule, so he's going to dedicate that and talk
How
about
fantastic
it that day.
Is that? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Tell me about this time capsule. What do you know?
I know that he's been gathering things. He and Sean's part of it too. They're gathering different items to put in this to represent each and every community within Sheridan County. And then it's going to be on display for a little while and then sealed up. So he's going to give all the details on the 4th.
You know, if somebody has got an old phone and they've wiped it, I would put that in there, because the way technology's going, someone's going to open that.
Yep.
Who knows how long into the future, and they're going to be like, look at this brick that these guys used to carry around with.
Right.
Who knows what it'll look like in the future, but even just within our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the first cell phone.
I was going to say the bag car phone.
Exactly. Yeah. My uncle had one of those. Yeah. Strangely, in Nebraska.
See? I was Iowa, so he had them for the cornfields.
The whole thing was literally a giant
bag?
Briefcase. Mm-hmm. He had to pack it out there to the middle of a cornfield and report back what his findings. He tested soil. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. So now on this, has he gathered all of these items, or can people call the mayor's office, maybe find out?
Yeah, you could sure call them. I don't know if they've got them all in yet or not.
It'd be interesting to see what is being placed into this time capsule.
Yeah, I think all the mayors are kind of working on it to try and get a little piece from every community. So
I think that would
exciting.
Be great. What represents your community right here, right now? Let's put it in there.
Yeah.
What a great event. One more time, when and where is this going to be happening?
It is going to be July 4th, and it's going to start at 10 a.m., and it's going to go all the way till 7 o'clock at Kendrick Park.
All right. Again, there is a website out there. Do you remember it right off the top of your head?
SheridanCounty250.org.
Fantastic job. Check that, folks. If anything changes or if anything gets added, you can keep up to date by going to that website, taking a look. You can do it on that brick phone that we all carry around right now. Registration for June's third Thursday is open?
It's still open. It's open till this Wednesday. Because third Thursday is what, next week already?
Mm-hmm. My
Can
goodness.
You believe that?
I can't,
oh,
actually.
Oh, my gosh. It's summer's here.
How are things wrapping, coming together?
They're coming. It's just been a whirlwind.
I've got a lunch for you, my
right?
Yes, it's coming along. We've had quite a few registrations. We do have some space still available. Our bands are all lined up. Everything's ready to go. I just get a little bit... like, oh my gosh, it's already here, because mm-hmm. there's so many moving pieces on the back end that we have to do. And so we're there. We're getting there.
Unlike years in the past, you've managed to get a little more help.
Yes.
Than what you had. I mean, before I think it was you and the board.
Yes.
Which Kristen
yeah.
would help you get all this stuff rounded up. Mm-hmm. I think she's still kind of in charge of the third Thursday events, isn't she?
It's Kat Deeds. She's the committee chair, and she does help out a lot.
Fantastic.
I'm shorthanded at the office, so things that we do is just a little bit slower turnaround time, but we will be ready to go by next Thursday.
How long does it take to get all of this pulled together to kick this off on Thursday?
That's a great question. We're such a really well-oiled machine that it doesn't take as long as you would think. But now, you know, I mean, like the day of, you know, we got to make sure we have enough people there to help us put up chairs, tables, help us with the barricades. That's what takes the longest, because people don't want to stand there from 3:30 in the afternoon till 5 o'clock, letting people in and out. So that's kind of always looking for volunteers for that. But everything else is just kind of just comes together.
Well, this event has become such a, I mean, cornerstone of the community events within Sheridan. I would imagine vendors are lining up when the registration opens.
They are. I get calls in January about it. When is registration going to be open? So they all know. Some people have continued to do it, you know, every single month, or just the first month, second month, June is typically our biggest month just because we get about between 7 to 8,000 people that come downtown, about 2,000 people downtown around 6 o'clock. That's when the majority of them are there. And then they just kind of go in and out throughout the evening. But it's a great place. I mean, it's an event you look forward to every single year, every month.
And I've heard so many people, whether it be, believe it or not, even political and businesses say, you know, if I could just get into Third Thursday and let people know I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people understand, and I've got both of you sitting here right now, mm-hmm. how hard it is for a business to really get the word out. It seems like it would be something very easy. But that's one challenge that I've heard from a lot of business owners. As soon as they knew I was here, boy, howdy, gangbusters. Yeah, yeah. But it was getting people to know where I was. Yeah. Do you see the same thing?
I do. So let's take, for instance, Wild Stitch. She started out as a Third Thursday vendor. And then she moved into a retail location on Main Street. And then her neighbors moved out and she was able to expand this year. Mm. So that's a really great, cool little story of how you can become a vendor. And then if you see a need in our community, we can help you look for space downtown or around the community to have a store.
That is a great start. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just a Third Thursday vendor, decided I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Great success story. Mm-hmm. Teresa, what about you when it comes to like the chamber helping people get that word out? How vital is that?
It's huge. And that's why a lot of people even join the chamber is they want to take advantage of all the marketing opportunities that we have that come with their membership. And they'll look at it and say, wow, membership's really cheap when you start totaling up the marketing that we could be doing. So, which is great. And we always tell them, you know, it's a nice accessory to what else you're doing in your marketing plan. So it just helps get their name out more and more and more.
Now, we did talk about Rodeo Week just a little bit, the boot kickoff. Yep. One more time, real fast. Teresa, when is that happening?
Tuesday, July 7th, I think. It was going backwards in my head.
Along with that, we've got the parade coming up. And then right after the parade, one of Sheridan's best events, in my opinion, the First People's Powwow. Zoila, you guys have been great about organizing this. How's it coming together this year?
It's coming together really well. We're actually working on having to go back to our 250th celebration this year. We want to do a Crow-only veterans dance. So any of them that have our veterans to do a special dance. So I'm hoping that as soon as, because we do start it with a blessing, and then for them to do a special dance to kind of open up the whole entire powwow. We thought that'll be a great thing for our 250th this year.
Bring a tear to my eyes, Zoila. I mean, celebrating our Native American braves who fought for this nation.
Yeah.
How incredible.
Yeah.
And it's coming together.
It's coming together.
That's going to be fantastic.
We're getting
what
the
a
word
special
out.
Presentation.
And we'll have, you know, we normally have about 200 and some people that come down from the reservation and they're in the parade and then they dance. So our first dance will be that special veterans one.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Man, pressure in the chest. And let's see if I can get rid of it.
Sorry, Floyd. No, here's the tissue.
How amazing is that? What a fantastic way to celebrate, you know, the veterans who are out there. Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. Now, let's talk about volunteer opportunities when it comes to helping out with situations like that. When the First People's Powwow, do you need people to lend a hand there?
Yes, we're always looking for people to help with barricades.
Again,
I know
barricades
for powwow, but then we also have like during the event, we give out meals, registration, and all of that. Then we always like to leave the place better than how we showed up. So we always walk around the inn and pick up garbage.
Fantastic.
So that's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. If it's dead, pick it up.
Yes.
If it's not dead, kill it, then pick it up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when it comes to how people can keep track of all these fantastic events at the DSA, what do they need to do?
Yes. They can look on our social media or give us a call at 672-8881. My website is a little bit touchy lately. So the best way to contact us is through our phone line or social media.
Okay. Now, Teresa, one more time. If somebody wants to register to get their ducks in a row.
Yes.
tell me about that chamber lunch program one more time.
Do it today by 4 o'clock. And then you can come and find your focus with all of us on June 10th.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Zoila, I know you're so busy. What's your favorite event to attend yourself throughout the year? Oh, I'm going to open
I
up
know.
For the whole year.
I know. That's a hard one. I mean, obviously, I'm really partial to what we do, starting with our flowers. It's always a great time. I mean, this year we did it in the rain, which was a first for myself. But then, you know, the powwow is always really special. Third Thursday is about bringing everybody in the community together. Our polo event is always fun. Yeah. Wine Fest is always fun. So even our trick-or-treating event. So I think I am the wrong person to ask that question because I'm very, I like it all. I'll take it all.
It's like asking a mom about her kids.
Yes, right? Absolutely. Yes.
I can't publicly say I have a favorite. Teresa, what about you?
Aside from our own events, my family likes to go down to Third Thursday a lot, especially with my kids.
The Third Thursday event is so popular. Mm-hmm. And these things have really grown. Zoila, you said registration's open. Mm-hmm. You still have room.
We do.
Just as one more reminder for folks, how do they register for that?
Yes, they can stop by the office and fill out the application, or it is on our website. If they just go to the Third Thursday tab, it's on there.
Now, you got a deadline for that.
Yeah, for them to be in the June 3rd Thursday, registration closes at 5 p.m. on this Wednesday.
Okay, 5 p.m. Wednesday, folks. Mm-hmm. Register for the Chamber Lunch Program, 4 p.m. today. Got a lot of deadlines, but that's okay. Attend that Chamber Lunch Program and learn how to get them all in a row. Teresa,
exactly.
Zoila, thank you both ladies for coming in here. This is a fantastic show. I love it when you guys are together. It's great.
Yeah, we have fun.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advised fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
America's best days lie ahead.
We will make America greater than ever before.
Like Reagan, like Trump, Steve Freese is a strong conservative who believes in America. A businessman, not a career politician. Steve Freese can't be bought and won't back down. Steve spent decades in the trenches fighting for our conservative values, helping groups like Turning Point USA and Tea Party Patriots get off the ground, and fought for election integrity, staunchly pro-life, 100% pro-gun, secure borders, peace through strength, no tax hikes, period. A conservative like Reagan, a fighter like Trump. Vote conservative Republican Steve Freese for Congress. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve Freese, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Freeze for Wyoming.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mullinex, veteran and proud owner of Sheridan Motors. The Mullinex family has been supporting and serving the Sheridan area for over 70 years through multiple local businesses. We're proud to continue that tradition right here at Sheridan Motors. We believe in keeping the hometown experience alive, where customers are treated like neighbors and service still means something. Whether you're looking for a new, used, or just need service on your current vehicle, Sheridan Motors is here for you. Come see us at Sheridan Motors today, your locally owned hometown dealer.
As Father's Day approaches, experts agree the North American father prefers tools, garage gear, and things that make engines louder. If your dad is happiest with grease on his hands, head to Napa Auto Parts. They'll have a great gift for him. Milwaukee tools, garage gear, auto care items, and a gift card he'll actually use. His voice will say, "Thank you, honey," but his eyes will say, "You're my favorite." This Father's Day, skip the guessing and head to locally owned Napa Auto Parts on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.